Here are measures 6 and 7 inside of section A by themselves. So you can hear the left hand has a new chord, at least in that second measure. It still starts off with our F minor, and we will have 4 beats of that. The right hand keeps the same rhythm pattern that we used in measure 4, but a different note. Right hand is playing the A flat 2 above middle C with a third. So this will hit when the left hand starts its F minor arpeggio on the middle C. These sit together, pedal up and down, and then left hand F, A flat, C, F, A flat. And then like before, when the left hand plays the next middle C, right hand will play A flat. The left hand plays F. When it gets to this A flat, right hand, you play another A flat. The left hand, give me C. This time when you go to the F, right hand, give me another A flat. And then left hand, give me one more A flat by yourself. So rhythmically, it's the same as measure 4, but just different notes in the right hand. Then at measure 7, right hand, I need you to go up to the B flat above the A flat you just played, and we can use finger 4 for this. Left hand, we get a new chord. This is the D-flat chord. So you will play the D-flat right there at middle C, the F above that, and then the A-flat above that. So it's like our F minor, except that instead of a C at the bottom, we have a D-flat. So right hand, we will play this B-flat 2 above middle C when the left hand plays that middle D-flat, pedal up and down. Then left hand, play the F, and then the A-flat. Give me another batch, D-flat, F, A flat on this third batch when the left hand plays the D flat. I want the right hand to play the G below the B flat it is currently holding down. And the left hand finish up F, A flat, and then one more set of triplets, D flat, F, A flat. And that gets us through measure 7. Now let's take a look at the next group of measures.